Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word, and I hope you'll be able to stick with us here today. We've got a special program planned. This is National Hospice Month, and if you've been listening to us over the years, many of you know that my wife is actually a hospice nurse, and we've had some experience with hospice through her work, of course, and also my parents have both been on hospice, and so every year during National Hospice Month, I endeavor to do a special program where we talk about hospice and look at some of the ins and outs of it. We've had some different guests over the years. And today we have in the studio with us, I'm going to go ladies first. I have Kim Davis. She's an RN with All Caring Hospice. And I guess full disclosure, she's my wife. So I have to treat her well. And then also we have in the studio with us today, Mr. Tom Williams, and he also is working with All Caring Hospice, and I'm not sure how to describe him, so I'll let him describe himself. But we're glad that you're with us here today, and let's open our program with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We do pray that you would bless the program, help us to be an encouragement and a help to somebody today. We just pray that we could point people to Christ and encourage people in their walk with you, and we just thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, Tom and Kim, it's good to have both of you on the air with us here today. And since I started with Kim first, I'll jump over to Tom. And if you could just give us a quick introduction to yourself, and then I'll let Kim introduce herself, and then we'll hit some of the highlights here.
Good afternoon, Reverend Al, and all you wonderful listeners out there. I definitely appreciate the honor of being here to commemorate and to celebrate this month, National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. As Reverend Al said, I am Tom Williams. I am a licensed nursing home administrator for 14 years. I'm a retired bank CEO and have some alma maters throughout the country, Kent State University, Louisiana State University, University of Wisconsin, Ohio State, to name a few. So I have a lot of football to watch on Saturdays. I am fortunate enough to be with All Caring Hospice. I made a decision about a year and a half ago to change from being a licensed nursing home administrator and to take what I think is the most important step in my career and probably the most intimate part of healthcare, which is hospice. I've had the good fortune of being able to learn and work closely with my colleague Kim Davis, and my relationship with her has led me also to Reverend Al Davis and to just a whole wonderful opportunity to explore a passion of mine and turn that into my profession.
Well, I appreciate that, Tom. And, of course, we've got my wife, Kim Davis, over here as well. And welcome to the program. You've been a silent partner a lot of times on the program, haven't you?
I have been. I'm usually here for the Sunday night programs, not in the studio for the Friday afternoon programs.
But give a little background on yourself real quick as well.
I graduated as a registered nurse about 30 years ago. I have spent the majority my time working in long-term care, and then about 12, 13 years ago, I decided to venture into hospice and have never turned back. I really enjoy being there and having the privilege of working with people, having that privilege to help them and their families at the end of life.
Well, and, you know, when we think about hospice, a lot of times people have misconceptions and all, and we're going to touch on some things there today between Tom and Kim, hopefully get out some information that will be helpful to you folks. And just a reminder that we are online with our program on Facebook Live right now. I don't know that Tom knew that. That's why I had the camera turned around, or the laptop turned around, so your smiling face could be on there. And so we are on Facebook Live right now, and this program eventually will wind up on our website at livewithpastoral.com. Let me encourage you to check us out on livewithpastoral.com, and we have past programs there. You can learn a little bit more about us, link to our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor. And like I said, we'll get this up, and I've got a link on there as well to All Caring Hospice. And with that link, or I'm going to have that link, it's on our website right now, not on Facebook. But with that link, there's some excellent resources there where people can go. And one of the things I wanted to mention is that if you go to allcaringhospice.com, which is the link there, and click on, I had it here just a minute ago, I believe it's on the About Hospice, Introduction to Hospice, you'll see Tom Williams there, and you'll see my wife Kim Davis there. They had an opportunity about a month or so ago to be on a local public access program, RSVP, if you guys remember that. And they did such a good job that All Caring Hospice put you on their website. And so you guys are pretty good on there and had a lot of information there. But there's also a lot of good information there. And Kim, turning to you, of course, as a hospice nurse and looking at this, and you talk about being involved in long-term care over the years and then moving into hospice care, what is it that most attracts you to hospice care? What do you seem to find the most fulfilling with it?
I think that, you know, in a way, we're trying to help people come to closure at the end of their life, and trying to make that, you know, the last few months of their life to be as pleasant and fulfilling as possible. We work with families, sometimes trying to reconcile things that have been, you know, a long time problem. And we try to treat medical things so that they're as comfortable as possible, so that they're not as worried about, because it's hard to think about, you know, taking care of yourself and you know, emotional needs and stuff like that when you're in pain and you're uncomfortable and your symptoms are out of control. So we work to take care of the physical, and then that influences the person's ability to take care of, you know, the spiritual and emotional components that are also involved. And we also realize that when we do hospice care, it's not just for the patient. We are also dealing with the families as well, which is something that I've always enjoyed doing, is working with families. And hospice really gives me an opportunity to work with families and help them along this journey, and help them to realize that somebody that's, you know, experiencing hospice care, their families are going to have a change in their lives as well. It's not just the patient who's about to pass away, but also the family, because they're going to be losing that person from their presence. And so try to work to be supportive to that family and help them get through. There's even grieving that goes through that family's experience before a person actually passes away. And try to help them through that and find effective ways to coping with that.
And, you know, and being on, you know, AM 1220, The Word, it's a Christian radio station. We look at this, and as a Christian, I appreciate what hospice does, because one of the things the Bible repeatedly talks about us doing is being a comfort one to another, comforting one another, and like what you said there, helping people, not just the patient, but the patient's family, their friends, helping them, comforting them, giving them help and advice and care during a time where most of us don't like to think about what to deal, how to deal with death. We don't like to deal with it. We don't want to think about it. And our culture isn't really, in a sense, death friendly, if you know what I mean, where we think about it and how we handle it. We kind of sanitize it. We kind of put it away, you know, let the hospital take care of it. Let the funeral home take care of it. We try not to deal with it. And that's one of the things, just as we talk about hospice, of course, all of us have been impacted by it, either working. I've done some volunteer work on occasion with hospice. And then, of course, both of my parents, as Kim well knows, have been on hospice. And Tom Williams, when we're talking about hospice, what is it that attracted you to hospice when we think about it and how it's been meaningful in your life?
Just a quick trip down memory lane. Hospice, the linguistic root, hospice comes from hospitality. And
very good.
The Christ that I know and the Christ that I share with others is an individual who was walking faith of hospitality in such a generous fashion. 1948 had three very key events. First of all, the Cleveland Indians won the World Series on the same day I was born. It was also when hospice as we know it today was formally introduced in England, in London, by Dame Cicely Sanders. And from that point, she specialized on what Kim was talking about. She too was a nurse, and she actually wanted to focus on the comfort and the location of where the hospice patients were. And she did actually create a hospice hospital. In today's environment, 75% of all of those individuals who had been polled would rather pass away at home. And one of the things that introduced me to hospice was my 14 years as a licensed nursing home administrator and in caring for and working with a number of different hospice companies. And I just found through my own path and my own journey, leaving banking, then being in healthcare, having a family that's in healthcare, that I decided that this would be the most intimate part and the path and the journey for my profession. It has proven to be that way. And as you both know, just recently, I've gone through the position with my wife, who's also a registered nurse, in caring for my mother-in-law, who is a retired registered nurse at 35 years from St. Vincent's Charity. And we went through the process of working with our medical counterparts in our family, our son-in-law, who's a neurosurgeon, my daughter, who's a nurse, to determine and go the path of making the decision for hospice for my mother-in-law. And what I've learned, sitting on the other side of the desk when Kim came to do the admission, it seemed to me that while I intellectually knew and I had felt right. things, that the personal experience that you both had caring for your parents and now where we are as caregivers, it truly has proven to me it is the most intimate form of healthcare.
Yes, and it's at that time when people really can feel very, very vulnerable. And I guess with that, I guess we should address the question as to who, when we think about a hospice care patient, who qualifies for that? How do you know when to do it? I mean, it's just sometimes people think, well, that's something that happens. You know, I heard the expression one time, people go to hospice and then they die within a few days. We've heard that before. And so I guess what we might kind of consider here is who is the type of person that would benefit from hospice and when should they consider something like that? So either one of you want to go first on this, I'll let you fight it out. How's that?
I guess a brief description is somebody who has a diagnosis of an end-stage disease mm-hmm. that the physician believes, and again, it's only between the patient and God, the physician believes they have less than 6 months to live. As Kim will share with you, and it is there's a lot of studies to support it now, is that the sooner someone is actually electing the hospice benefit, the better things turn out to be for them and for their families. A study was done by CMS in 2015, 680,000 individuals on Medicare, those who had hospice for end of life and those that did not have hospice for end of life. And what the study showed was not only was the overall quality of care and satisfaction of the end of life journey higher with hospice, those patients actually live 14 days longer. We're not promising extra life, but we're promising a quality of life day by day. So the sooner someone, and that's the issue. Physicians are the ones who need to carry that message, and they're the ones least apt to do so because they are basically all trained to cure.
Right. And I, speaking from past experience myself, and Kim can attest to this, when my mom first went on hospice, she was given, of course, 6 months, they said, and we put her on hospice. And Kim, how long was she on hospice?
I think she was on about 15 months.
Yeah, almost a year and a half, or over a year, certainly. And I really do believe that part of that extension on her life was because of the type of care that she received on hospice and the help that it was, not just to her, but to us as a family. Kim?
The way that it works is that usually, like for older people, hospice is paid for by Medicare as part of your, Medicare benefits that you've been paying into for years. For younger people, a lot of times it's covered by either private insurance or possibly Medicaid, depending on your diagnosis. And so the way that it works is that if somebody is thinking that they know somebody that might benefit from hospice, and it also has to do with whether or not the family is ready to not be aggressive anymore in terms of seeking aggressive measures to care for the person. If somebody has cancer and, you know, are they ready to stop the chemo and the radiation and things like that? Those are the kind of things that that Medicare looks at and different things. We actually, for different diagnosis, Medicare actually gives a list of things that are like qualifiers as to what things make somebody what we consider hospice appropriate. And people can always, if they're concerned and they think that maybe mom is, and, I think maybe I'm ready for this for mom, but I'm not sure. We have occasions where people will call, and we can always send somebody out to do what we call an informational, which is to go and give them information about what hospice is, what hospice is not, and to, make an assessment as to whether or not that person is ready for hospice, and it may be that we come out and we say, they're not ready. They don't meet the criteria yet. Or it may be that yes, they are. And then sometimes it's a matter of waiting until the family is in agreement. And sometimes we'll even have, I've had family meetings to discuss hospice where there have been close to a dozen people there, because you got different family members who are saying, well, I think this and I think that, and they're going back and forth, and it's a lot of times, instead of telling this person so that they can go and tell two people, if you can get them together, then everybody can ask the questions and hear the answers, and so we do those meetings to help people see what hospice is, so in a sense, it's not quite so scary.
Right. So. Now, when we're talking about hospice, and of course, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, and I have in the studio with me today Kim Davis and Tom Williams, both with All Caring Hospice, and we're talking about hospice care, what it is, and some things about it. And this is National Hospice Month, and I want to do this every year, partly because, of course, my parents both benefited from hospice, and they're both with the Lord now, and I appreciate the care that they received. And then, of course, Kim Davis, my wife, has been working in hospice for a number of years, so I've got a stake in this. I admit that, and I've done some volunteer work on occasion with hospice. And that brings me to another question for the both of you to address, and that is, when somebody comes in, Kim, you're an RN, but you're not the only one that comes in when hospice gets involved. Who comes in? What kind of care is provided to the patient and the family members? Is it just a nurse coming, or is there more to it?
No, we actually have a whole team that's involved. We have a nurse who visits regularly. Then we have a hospice aide who will come and make visits to help with personal care. Hospice is not going to be there 24 hours. We're going to be in and, going in and making visits and going out. Then we have a social worker that would be following the case, and then also a chaplain if the family desires. We try to help with all of those different areas of the person is dealing with. And, sometimes our social worker helps families set up funeral arrangements. Those are things that are difficult, especially if you don't have any other family and you're the one who's stuck doing it all. We try to be a support to those families.
And Tom, what is your role? Your role's a little bit different, obviously, than Kim's role in hospice, but it's a vital role as well. What is it that you bring to the hospice experience in helping people?
My title is short. My role is complex. I'm a community service liaison, and I cover the Medina County and Summit County areas. What I do is represent hospice and work with physicians, work with skilled nursing facilities, assisted livings, and many times with the families as they're looking for more information to make the hospice decision. And I basically start the ball rolling, if you will, and then work carefully with my case manager, Kim, and we move forward to make the process for the family and for the patient as easy as it can be for them while they fully understand what the benefits of hospice are going to be.
And that's a very vital role because obviously when some people think of hospice, they think of checking into a facility somewhere. But hopefully our listeners have picked up from our conversation here that you're providing the service where they are in their home, just like you cited the study that showed that most people would prefer to pass in their own home with their family around them. And we've just got probably less than 4 minutes left in the program. And Tom, if somebody wants to find out more about hospice, give out some contact information if you could. Telephone number, feel free, and what they can do.
As we mentioned before, our website is also very valuable. It's www.allcaringhospice.com. We can be reached toll-free at 855-520-4080. That's a 24-hour line. If you call off hours on holidays and you get the answering service, please let them know you're seeking information and you'd like to talk to Tom Williams. I'll make
myself
available. There you
go. And give that phone number again, please.
Toll-free is 855-520-4080. And it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a year.
And anybody in our listening area basically can call that number, can't they?
That's correct.
It doesn't have to be just Summit County or Medina County.
Absolutely not. No, we cover the entire northeastern part of the state of Ohio.
All right. And it's a tremendous service that you provide with the hospice service. I was going to say something. We've got just a couple minutes more here on the program. And I had it here at the tip of my finger. I got about 3 minutes left, and I'm trying to multitask here, and I lost my question here. The purpose of hospice, I'm sorry, who pays for hospice? That was my last question I wanted to get to. Some people may be concerned about that.
As Kim mentioned earlier, primarily it's a Medicare or a Medicaid benefit, and so 99% of the individuals who need it will have the coverage, and it's the only Medicare benefit that's unlimited as far as number of days in service. And so it's easy. Call with questions. We can assist you to find the reimbursement necessary for us so that you can have the benefit of the hospice benefits.
So in other words, cost should not put somebody off. This is a benefit that's available to most of our listeners, and they can get in touch. I admit my bias. I would recommend that they contact All Caring Hospice and give out that number and phone and website again, if you would, please.
Website is www.allcaringhospice.com, and our toll-free telephone number is 855-520-4080.
I appreciate that. And Tom, I want to thank you for being in here. I want to thank you for the work that you're doing with hospice. And Kim, of course, I thank you for being here as well and the work that you're doing here with hospice. We got just about a little minute and a half left in the program. Kim, do you want to share a last-minute thought people might want to consider in regards to hospice?
No, just to be open to the idea. You know, we do not believe that hospice is for everybody in every situation. It's not. But we do wish that people would at least get out there and get some information about it. The best time to get information about it is before you need it. If you have somebody who has chronic illness and you know that somewhere maybe down the road you're going to have to deal with that, better to get some information before you get to that point.
Well, thank you, Kim, and thank you, Tom. And I want to thank you for being here on National Hospice Month, joining me here on the program to talk about hospice. We'll have this up online. Just a note to our listeners that we will be on live again next week and the day after Thanksgiving. But I want to thank you for listening today. Join us again Sunday night. And also, if you don't catch us on Sunday night, I'd like to wish you a happy and blessed Thanksgiving. We have got coming up, I believe, on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, and celebration of Black Friday. Pastor Lutz has given me his half hour, so I'll be on at 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock. So tune in next week. Join us next time. Thanks for listening. and God bless. Have a blessed Thanksgiving.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.